Man, as of late, I've been making a lot of sounds. It's like I'm overrun by life, taken down by the challenges, but not defeated because I get back up again. That's the way my dad always trained us. Get up! Get up! But these sounds that I've been making, they come out of nowhere. It's not that I'm trying to be something that I'm not. It's just that everything is coming at each and every one of us so fast, and it's pounding on our hearts so hard that you just got to go, whoo! I once knew a lady. Her name was Evelyn. A southern term, she would say, well, I swine. Instead of saying, I swear, she would say, I swine. And that was her way of saying, oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's just so much coming at us, and we're expected to digest it. Or you can lock yourself up in your house, but you're still going to watch your social media. You're going to binge watch something, and somewhere within the elements of your release, you're going to still make sounds. Because it's very possible that our mind, body, and souls are full. Full! Now the question is, how do you clear what you've collected? Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Daily Mess, a chronological walkthrough in everyday world. I am a daily writer. The goal is to just be present, to do everything that I can, whether it's my daily writing in the morning or my defrag journal throughout the rest of the day. It is a mission to clear, to make way for, to make room for, to be able to stand up and not be weighed down. This is The Daily Mess. Now, because I'm an ambitious student of life, I really do admit to you that I watch all things in motion. The world should be our daily writing subject. Thank you for showing up. You should be telling people that. Man, thank you. Thank you so much for showing up. You've given me something else to think about instead of the, whoo, oh my God, the other pressures in life. Come on now. There's a lot to learn in this everyday world that we're in. Sometimes I laugh. More times than other, I question a lack of presence. A world so blessed with amazing opportunity, and the decision is for many people to become the taker. You know what the taker is. The taker is, give it to me. I deserve it. It's mine. I don't care if I didn't work for it. Just give it to me. Come on. I'm going to make some noise if you don't. See, the thing is that you didn't plant the seed, but you robbed the garden. This is not a judgment. This is not a negative. This is a conversation where I'm saying, hey, look, we're all takers. Let's ease up a bit on the taking, okay? Change begins with the image in the bathroom mirror. Be honest with me. Those beautiful selfies that you post on social media, who do you see? What do you want to see? More importantly, what do you expect us to see? Because interpretation is everything. I do see a lot of people on Instagram with their videos of jumping off buildings and cliffs. My God in heaven, I don't know what it is about those videos. But every time they make that jump, I get that falling sensation in my stomach. I feel like these videos are me jumping off those buildings and cliffs. It's how I feel when I also come face to face with a taker. Because when you're a taker, you're jumping off the building. Do you have a bungee cord? A rope? A net below? Or are you just jumping, hoping that when you come back tomorrow, you've got more to take? The thing is that you've got to start investing in giving back. Can I tell you who some of the greatest giver backers are? Is that even a term? The men and women who play the lottery. You know, Powerball, Mega Millions. It's amazing how many of them will win $4, $400, or they'll spend $500. But the person that they're getting it from, they're not taking anything because they give them anywhere between $1 to $5. It's not a tip. They just know that if I'm going to win a lot of money here, it started with giving something to someone else. It's very inspiring to watch those that are playing the lottery. They want that money. But the real players of the game give first, and then maybe they'll score some bucks. I'm going to plant something inside your soul right now. This is not a guilt trip. This is not shaming. This is not judging. I just want to say one thing. Faking a smile is like jumping off a gigantic cliff. The person that you're taking from, are they smiling? How real is it? They just jumped. Are you the net? Or do you just walk away and let them plunge? I'm Arrow, and that's the Daily Mess.